exactly what I am doing here on this stage right now. It is something that I'm going to ask you to take a real hard look at in just an hour's time or so. And that is, how can you surrender and let go and become detached from the outcome and the stuff that you seek after in your life? How can you do that and still have the things that you want come into your life? How does that paradox work? One of the things that I have learned in my own speaking is to let go of the outcome, to be unconcerned with the reaction and what's in it for me, and indeed to just surrender. And in my meditation before I speak, I always repeat the mantra endlessly over and over again, and I find myself doing this more and more in my life, and something that I urge you to do. I ask the question, how may I serve? Just, how may I serve? How may I serve? How may I serve? There are 1,000 people there. How may I serve them? How may, it's like getting the focus off of what's in it for me, and how do I look, and whether I say the right thing, and whether people like what I say, and whether they buy things that I have, or whatever. And instead, like letting all of that go, just letting that go. And getting the focus of your life, the centeredness of your life, on this business of serving. And the irony of it is that when you get to that point where you're able to do it and let go of that outcome, all of the stuff that you chased after and worked so hard for and figured you had to have back here begins to chase after you and show up in your life. And it isn't any, you're no longer on the treadmill. It's like a surrendering. And so that's what I do when I come on stage. And it's almost as if God says to me, it's like, as long as you stay on purpose, you'll never stumble. And you'll know what to say. And when you get off of that, when you shift your alignment away from that, then you won't be able to do what you're doing. And the same thing happened in the writing of this Real Magic. For the first time in my life, I experienced what has become, what I have come to call automatic writing, where I left home and went off to Maui and sat down, and in 8 weeks' time, just produced this book without any struggle whatsoever, not one moment of struggle. And it just seemed to be there, and it seemed to flow. And I can type, like when I sit down and type a letter or a contract or anything that I might have to put out on a typewriter, I'm one of these kind of typists. I just look around. I can do it rather quickly, but I have never had the formal training in typing. But when I write at this little typewriter, I can go along and close my eyes and write at 70 and 80 words a minute when you get into that automatic. And I can't tell you how I do that. It just, and I can, my wife will walk by where I'm writing because I rent my own little place, and she can walk by and tell when I'm writing and when I'm just resting. And she'll walk by and she'll say, the typewriter must have been smoking. You were going so fast. And it was like that for 8 weeks of time, just because I had completely let go. And I wasn't concerned with whether the editors liked it, how it came out, whether or not it was a bestseller, whether people were going to buy it, whether the reviews were going to be, nothing. It was like very, very, and it's a very peaceful place that I'm asking you to look at and get to in your own life. Just before I left for Australia a couple weeks ago, I was on the on a show on CNN called Sonia Live. And Sonia and I went to school together. I mean, we've been friends forever. And we sat down to do the interview. And she said to me, Wayne Dyer, it says here that you haven't had a cold in 15 years. She said, now I've known you for a long time. She said, very frankly, I don't believe that. Well, that's Sonia. That's the way she works. That's fine. I love Sonia. And there was a time when if somebody said that to me on national television, I would say, well, wait a minute. I have to defend myself. And you get into that position of, I'm going to call my doctor right now or whatever and start defending yourself. And when you get to be free, you don't need to defend yourself. You know